Welcome to the Dead Pixel Society podcast, the photo imaging industry's leading news source. Here's your host, Gary Peugeot.
The Dead Pixel Society podcast is brought to you by Media Clip, Photo Finale, and Advertech Printing. Hello again, and welcome to the Dead Pixel Society podcast. I'm your host, Gary Peugeot, and today we're joined by Mike Limbach, the president and founder of Studio Source Yearbooks. Hi, Mike. How are you today?
Great, Gary. Thanks for having me.
So for those who aren't familiar with Studio Source Yearbooks, can you describe a little bit about where you came from and how you started the company?
Sure. I started the company in 2011. Before that, I had owned a company called Proven Direct in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Started that company in 97, and we did printing and marketing for companies. And toward the end of that, we started to get into yearbooks and printing yearbooks for school photographers and high volume photographers. Mm-hmm. And I left Proven Direct in 2011 and was thinking about what to do next, and saw that as a great opportunity. It was growing already. I knew the business. I knew that it didn't make sense to own presses anymore. We own 7 Indigo presses at Proven Direct, but there's so many companies out there that are good at printing books and own 30, 40 digital printing presses that the idea was to outsource all of the production. And the other part of the idea of starting Studio Source Yearbooks was, how do we take the friction out of the whole process for school photographers? The important part of yearbooks for school photographers is they don't want a yearbook publisher to lose school photography business for them, because the most lucrative part of their business is taking the pictures and the school picture packages. So they can make some money on the yearbook portion of it, but they really at that time they saw yearbooks as something where, how do we keep our other part of our business, maybe make a little bit of money, but who can we trust?
So your customers are photographers, right, who are servicing schools who want to add yearbooks to their portfolio.
Yes, or they potentially already have yearbooks as part of their business and they're looking for another yearbook publisher that can do things better and preferably at less cost.
Now, these aren't traditionally the hardbound yearbooks we see back in the day from like high school yearbooks. These are more from different age groups.
Yeah, for sure. There's still a lot of hardbound books. So I would say 30% of our books are hardcover. Probably 20% are perfect bound soft cover, and the rest are saddle stitch. So at the elementary level, for the most part, they do saddle stitched books. And then, you know, as you move up, you know, you still have a lot of hardcover books, hundreds of thousands or millions of hardcover books for sure.
You're looking to start a business. It's 2011. You're looking to start a business. You decided you're going to approach this market based on your experience from your prior company. What are the things you brought with you in terms of a business model and customer service that you wanted to bring to Studio Source Yearbooks?
Well, I knew from running a printing business that, like I said earlier, there's plenty of opportunity to find really good printers out there. But what I really wanted to be, I wanted to take the friction out of the process for school photographers. So the key was building this interface where we have 5 different softwares that they can choose from. They can serve any level of advisor or any grade level. So if you pick Pixami or Memento or Plickbooks or Fluid Media or Creator Studio, you have these different software choices for the advisors and for the schools. So what I was trying to bring to the industry was where you don't just have one software to choose from and everybody has to fit into that hole. Basically, you have 5 softwares to choose from, and we can serve any of those schools from elementary through high school. And that's a big key. And then we built a dashboard for the school photographers so they can manage their entire yearbook business from our dashboard.
But if an advisor is using one of those 5 softwares and they need support, they go to you, correct?
Absolutely. So we are tier 1 support for all the software that we offer. We have a good size support team. We have support articles and videos and screen shares and everything you would think of support ticketing, just like any good sized company would have to support all five of those softwares. Yes.
So that takes the burden off the photographer for that is what I'm saying. Safely recommend any of those softwares based on what the customer may prefer and not have to worry about Jack at X elementary school has a question about how to import photos.
Right. They point them in our direction and our support team takes care of that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
What are some of the trends you saw prior to COVID in terms of yearbook adoption among the younger grades? Because that seems to me like that's a relatively new trend over the last 10 or 15 years.
Well, I think when we got into it in 2011, it was already, had taken hold. Certainly, almost every elementary school had yearbooks. Almost every school had yearbooks already. But one thing that, I hear people talk about buying rates going down year to year for yearbooks and picture packages and everything. But we've been stable. Our buy rates for our customers have been stable for the last 5 years. So the average number of yearbooks purchased by a school on average has stayed the same over the last 5 years. It hasn't gone up or down appreciably. The number of pages in the yearbooks has stayed about the same. We're not seeing it deteriorate at all. And even through COVID, we lost some schools for a year because they just didn't have the wherewithal and the pictures to make a book, but it's coming back strong.
Well, hopefully this year, this school year, things will work out. And then in the fall, hopefully we'll be somewhere closer to a normal academic year. You know, this whole past 18 months has been an unusual anomaly. I don't think anyone really wants a yearbook filled with kids sitting in front of a computer screen. that was the whole educational experience that the parents wanted to remember.
Yeah. And most yearbook companies have provided content to support making a decent book for this year. And we've done the same, but right now for the independent school photographers, it's a great time actually, because there's such upheaval in the industry. So as you know, LifeTouch laid off, and I don't know, maybe you're going to ask this question down the road, but they laid off 700 field sales and support people. Some of the yearbook companies have struggled with their HTML5 software because everybody had to switch to that, right? Because of the browsers. Some had late deliveries last year because of COVID. So right now, our independent school photographer customers are picking up a lot of LifeTouch business.
Yeah, we're definitely hearing that trend is continuing, that the acquisition by Shutterfly of LifeTouch may not have gone as smoothly as they had hoped and has created opportunity for not only existing independent school photographers, but also, former LifeTouch personnel who are kind of striking out on their own. I think we're seeing some of that as well. And obviously some of those folks who are striking out on their own don't have the infrastructure they used to have. So someone like yourself would be suitable for that.
Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about some of the services you offer to help photographers. I mean, prior to the call, you and I had talked, you're almost a concierge service for photographers in terms of the level of support you offer.
Well, I mean, one of the big things is the 5-day turnaround. So, traditionally with yearbooks, it's been 6-8 weeks, right, with the big yearbook companies. But, with digital printing, you should be able to turn around a yearbook, even a hardcover yearbook, in 5 days.
Sure.
I mean, I don't want to make it into a commercial. I could probably go through a number of value propositions, right. And I will if you let me.
Well, no, I guess what I'm looking for is, this approach is really very, very modern. Frictionless transactions are really where a lot of industries are going, where there's a value inherent in a business now where if you can reduce steps and complexity for a customer, you're going to win business.
So that's where the dashboard that we've built lets them have all the information they need at their fingertips. Sometimes, with yearbook companies, it kind of goes into a black hole for multiple weeks. They don't know what's going on. But with the dashboard that we've built, they can look at order status. They can track their orders. We have automated notifications that go out. We've built a purpose-built e-commerce platform for school photographers to use, which is big because they're mostly small businesses, the school independent school photographers. So if you can build a lot of that technological infrastructure for them to put everything at their fingertips and at their school fingertips, that makes their job easy. And that's really what we're trying to do.
So when a school photographer approaches a school district or a school board and is presenting their services, they're really presenting themselves as the main contact and the service provider, but they've got Studio Source Yearbooks as their backbone.
So we're really committed to helping the school photographers grow their business. We assign them a dedicated business development specialist, and we have free studio branded marketing materials and business forms and email marketing templates. We have a lot of tools to help them win school business, because if they grow, we grow. They don't have to have a big investment in the technology of it, the software. They can basically work with us and turn most of that over to us, so they don't have to make a big investment other than going out to win new school business. And when they win the yearbook business, they typically win the school photography business. So they get the whole package.
Do you see that where they're really pushing the yearbook side of it and they get the school business, or they have the school business and they add on the yearbooks? What is the dynamic?
What I've seen is they have the school photography business and then they go out to win the yearbook business as a secondary. But you can approach it from both sides. So a school photographer might go talk to a school and they say, hey, you know, right at the moment we have a contract for school photography, but the yearbook contract's coming up. Why don't you give us a quote on, or talk to us about your yearbook capabilities? So certainly you can get there either way. What I've seen typically is it's school pictures first and yearbook second, but you can get there either way.
And as you said, you have yearbook companies who have kind of moved downstream into the school photography business. They're really competing now against bigger players who have their own presses and their own sales and marketing materials. So you're really putting the independents on more of an equal footing in terms of presentation materials and appearance with the bigger vertically integrated players.
Exactly. And I won't name names, but there's probably only two school photography yearbook publishing companies, including us, that are pure independent school photography sales channel. A lot of the yearbook companies now are trying to get into, or have started to get into, or have been in for a few years now into the school photography business. So then they end up competing with the independent school photographers, whereas that's our customer. We have no competition there.
Okay, Mike, what are some of the unique ways that Studio Source Yearbook supports photographers?
Well, I can think of a couple right off the top of my head. The first one is we've been working for the last 4 or 5 years to build a curated graphical elements library. And what that means is we have over 15,000 backgrounds, clip art collections, cover backgrounds that our customers, their schools can use in their yearbooks, on top of what are in the software, Pixabay, Memento, Plick, Fluid Media, Creator Studio. They have content in the software, but with our content partner, we've built this proprietary library and curated it. It's searchable by theme. You can sift it any way you want and pull out whatever content you want to use in your yearbook. So that's something that's very unique. The other is that this past year we built an email and SMS marketing platform for one of our larger customers that we're going to roll out to the rest of our customers next year. And it's probably had their buy rates increase double digits. Their yearbook buy rates have increased more than double digits because of this email and SMS marketing platform. The tough part there is that you need to get the schools to understand why it's important to get email addresses and cell numbers for the parents. And you have to, and they have to be comfortable that you're going to use it appropriately. You know, we're going to work with this big customer. We're going to put on a SPAC presentation at the next SPAC in January. And it's going to talk about how do you speak to your schools to get that information and get them comfortable with you marketing. So those are two ways that are very unique that we really support the independent school photographers.
I think that is something that kind of latches onto a trend that's happening, where school photographers used to rely on the schools usually to sell packages and sell yearbooks and sell that. And they didn't have a lot of direct contact with the customers. And I think over the last decade, that's changed, where school photographers are given more access directly to the end users and parents.
Consumers have become more comfortable buying online. So we saw a drastic drop off in envelopes that go home with the students, right? you know, and plus, how could you bring them back to school if you're not in school? So it really drove everything to be online.
Yeah, that, in other segments of the industry, we've seen a lot of uptick in online mobile app usage just because of, you know, the old business models were disrupted, and people who were able to adapt to the newer business model, either online or apps or what have you, have done well.
And we had a scramble for ship to home because schools were closed at the end of last year. So all of the yearbook companies, you know, built a process to allow you, let's say there were 250 yearbooks ordered, you had to get addresses for all 250 students and ship those yearbooks individually to the homes because there was no shipping to the school and distribution plan. So, you know, that was an interesting challenge as well. And some are still doing ship to home this year. They've just kind of stayed with that. Now, I think I'd rather have them distributed at school because of you have the yearbook signing day. It's pretty tough to have a yearbook signing day.
Yeah,
you know, when the books are going home.
But now you've built the process for a ship to home model. So there you have
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
So that's great. What are some of the new channels and venues that are opportunities for people using your platform? There's preschools, there's day camps, there's all kinds of things. Have you thought about, as school photographers looking to expand their business into sports and events and things like that, is your platform suitable for that as well?
Absolutely. So we do a lot of church directories, and I think LifeTouch just exited the church directory business, and Pixami has a specific, most of the software companies have something for directories, but Pixami came out this past year with a church directory, with a directory program. I think Click has it. They may all have it, but that's the one I'm most familiar with. So there's lots of opportunity for directories. We do a lot of sports books. We do dance school books. So, you know, our customers are doing all of those types of things and use our platform for all of those different types of things for sure.
So there's really no limit. As long as they're capturing pictures of a group or a club or something like that, there's an opportunity then for them to
put them into a book,
create a book around that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are there any other output products that are potential for this platform and besides books? I mean, obviously your book's in your name, but there's also banners and other output products.
Well, certainly we work with output partners who have some of those capabilities, but we've really tried in these 10 years that we've been in business, we've really tried to focus on becoming excellent at yearbook publishing and all of the things that support yearbook publishing. So we just haven't gone down any of those other roads yet.
What do you think is the near-term outlook for the industry as we come out of COVID, hopefully, and we get back to whatever the new normal is? What do you see as the big trend?
I don't know that there's a big trend. I just know I talk to our customers all the time, our school photographers, the owners of the studios, and they are very high on the coming school year. They think we're going to be back in school. So they're very excited to get back in school. I don't know that that's a trend. Everybody's just trying to get back to whatever normal is going to look like, you know, for the 2021, 2022 school year. So I think, as I mentioned at the beginning, that the high volume school and sports business is going to be a good business. If COVID didn't kill it, and it didn't, we have over 100 school photography customers. And I think two of our customers got to the point where they just couldn't keep going anymore. And they were pretty small to begin with. So I think coming out of COVID, there's a tremendous opportunity for the high volume photographers. It's going to be a good year.
Great. Well, listen, Mike, thank you for taking time to speak with us today, and look forward to seeing you in 2021.
All right. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Pixel Society podcast. Read more great stories and sign up for the newsletter at www.thedeadpixelssociety.com.